shall we read a poem from A Light in the Attic?
Hello, all, and welcome to A Shall We Read a Poem. I'm Russ.
I'm Lauren. And I'm already in my pajamas.
I am also in my pajamas.
Yeah, it seemed a lot later today than it actually was, and I was like, I'm done with today.
Wow. The sunset in Vancouver, British Columbia today was 4:35 p.m.
Which is probably better than it was a few days ago.
When I got off work. That's awful.
Yeah. You leave in the dark and you come back in the dark.
You get to see the sun and go, oh, no, you don't.
Do you have a window? Do you have a window in your office?
No, I work in a cubicle. There's kind of a window, but it faces the cubicle in front of me.
Yeah.
It's very Kafka. I like it.
I work from home, so I put my desk right next to the window. I always have a corner office.
That is a healthy decision. My office is cold 100% of the goddamn time. I was wearing a scarf today.
Yikes! Although at one point I was a little bit, too, and that was only because I came from outside and was still a little cold.
No, this is because I've been sitting there for 6 hours, and it was still cold. Old people work there. You can't do this.
That does sound cruel.
Seeing this 9,000-year-old grandma with, like, malformed fingers secondary to arthritis, and she's like, oh, better do some typing, and her fucking arms fall off like a Snowpiercer.
Who gets frostbite.
Frostbite to where it's like the...
liquid nitrogen?
That kind of frostbite.
Yeah.
Beginning of... If you didn't see Snowpiercer, dude, James hates it. But it's a fun movie where they...
I walked in and out of it while my roommate a long time ago was watching it, and I was just like, looks silly.
Oh, well, there's a bit at the beginning where they freeze a dude's arm and shatter it.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tilda Swinton's amazing, as usual.
Yeah, you do love Tilda Swinton.
I fucking love Tilda Swinton. They made a get the light, like, I can't remember, I think it was the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt where they made a joke about, like, only gay men liking Tilda Swinton or finding her attractive or something like that. I was like, well, that kind of tracks.
Yeah, fair. She's an odd-looking one, but I...
She's so goddamn sexy. Remember Michael Clayton? Oh, so good.
This is off-topic, but you were
Oscar
telling...
for that.
You were telling me that your other podcast, Hey James, Watch This, had a whole episode shitting on one's...
Kirk Cameron. We did a whole episode, and it was only outtakes. It was straight up outtakes of us just shitting on Kirk Cameron.
So I listened to it, and I realized I actually have no idea who Kirk Cameron is. And that's okay. I don't need to.
Well, he was a child actor who grew up to be an insane actor.
It was you guys shitting on someone I didn't really know about.
Well, that's good.
Good for me.
Well, I hope you are now caught up with all of his insanity.
No.
Oh.
I didn't really bother. I looked up to see what movies of his I had seen, and the answer was none of them. And then I was like, meh, and moved on.
His big deal was like Growing Pains. He was on a sitcom as a child. And then
didn't see it.
Parlayed that into Christian Wright success.
Yep, no idea. Never saw it.
Well, what are we talking about today?
Well, I am reading Stop! Thief! Policeman, policeman, help me please! Somebody went and stole my knees. I chase him down, but I suspect my feet and legs just won't connect. And the drawing is of a person who has just a gap between their thighs and their shins.
Well, please tell me why you chose this poem.
Oh, because we don't have a whole lot of options left.
Oh. Well,
But also, like, one thing whenever I read this poem, and I'm always just like, ACAB, don't call the police. They won't do shit.
Do you know, I can't remember where I read this the other day, but ACAB, as we know, stands for All Cops Are Bastards, but I'm starting to read it assigned cop at birth.
someone told when they got, because sometimes they will say all cats are beautiful as a way to like be like sassy about ACAB, but someone read it once as all assigned cat at birth.
Assigned cat, so, yeah. It's like assigned cop at birth. It's like, you know, that your mother comes into the emergency or the birthing suite or what the fuck ever, and like your dad is actively beating her, like in the birthing suite, male, female, other cop. And cop, it's like, well, yeah, that's it, cop.
I suppose that if you could tell the cat that the baby was just an asshole from the start, that with a desire to control, then you could be like, yeah, this one's gonna be a cop. It is destined.
He couldn't help it. He was assigned cop at birth.
Yeah. So there's this report out now that maybe I should back up. So the Portland is changing its form of government so that instead of having a few council members that are usually all elected and they all live in like the rich parts of Portland because they're the wealthier people, they are doing it so that there are a number of them per one of four zones. I think four, maybe five. Four. And so that'll make sure that people from different parts of the city are represented, and hopefully that also means that different people of different socioeconomic status will have an opportunity. Well, one of the people running for council is a bike cop.
He's not biking for council? He's running for council.
But he's biking for cop.
Biking for cop.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm a cyclist. You guys think cyclists are cool? And we're like, no, you're a cop. He even has like a bicycle in his logo, but doesn't really say anything about biking or like infrastructure in like whatever platform he has. It seems to be he's like, Portland thinks bikes are twee and cool.
Yeah.
And the cyclists are like, no, ACAB. And today, a report came out that shows that he is one of the top users of force.
Yosha!
Yeah, so that's I think there was one year where he was the top user of force. And so we're just like, wow, you're the worst. Hate you so much.
What a missed opportunity where he could have gotten some anime artist to like draw him in cop uniform on his bike, and like his nightstick is like, you know, a flaming samurai sword or something.
Have a just nice double down chase on everything. A chase scene. I love anime chase scenes on bicycles.
Yeah, just no background, just whooshing lines whooshing behind him. Yeah,
very exaggerated face and breathing.
Stop Thief reminded me of a news article that I had ran across just today, of all days. And this is already in Canada, where I have never encountered a stupider country when it comes to enforcing laws. This is the same country where Tim McLean got his head chopped off on a bus, cut off, and then his killer ate him.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that on the Greyhound bus.
In view of everyone. Everyone watched this happen. And then his killer spent exactly 6 years in prison. Get fucked.
I thought, like, but isn't this person committed or something?
Yeah, for a whole 6 years.
No, but they're not, like, in a mental institution now.
No. No, they're free. They are 100% free and have been. And they, let's see, they were sent to group homes in 2015. And then, as of 2017, complete discharge. This is why I still support the death penalty, is for that guy.
Well, the person needs to be institutionalized for life.
Forever. Yeah, call it whatever you want to. Penal colony, that's the most humane way to go, is just pick an island and chuck him over there.
I was thinking more like a mental institution, but
fuck that. Don't spend money on the fucker. But anyway, so that's where we're coming from with Canada. Victims have so fewer rights than those who would seek to victimize them. Now, it keeps going because it's all just, hey, I don't want to do, I'm a cop and I don't ever want to do my job ever. And this literally came out of the Montreal News today. The provincial police urged in a statement people not to post clips of porch pirates. So if somebody comes by your porch and steals your shit and you have them on camera doing that, you shouldn't post that, because what if they sue you for defamation? That is literally the police posting today.
That seems really weird.
It seems fucking stupid is what it seems. You know, and like there was a great tweet that went along with it.
So okay, that seems weird.
There was a tweet that followed it up. You know, every court in Canada would just love to rule that thieves have a reasonable right to privacy while stealing. Which, yeah, that is a very Canadian thing to see happen.
You know, you say all these things about Canada all the time, but I'm so very dubious.
Okay. Hang on, I'll send you the article.
No. Actually, I do want to see this. This sounds very weird.
I will read the quote here.
Sure.
You cannot post the images yourself, because you have to remember, in Canada, we have a presumption of innocence, and posting that picture could be a violation of private life, said SQ Communications Officer Lieutenant Benoit Richard, because he's a fucking Quebecer. Instead, Richard said to call 911 if anything was stolen. If you get some proof that somebody might have stolen something, call the police, give that proof to the police, we'll do the investigation, bring that person to justice, and file some charges. They will do none of these things.
No, they won't. They will absolutely not do any of this.
But you better not do anything with it either.
That's so strange.
It is. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
No, I don't. I mean, it's not that. I don't think you're lying. It's just like, I find the extremely permissive attitude, like, I feel like there must be something I'm missing.
Almost like it doesn't make sense. Almost like it's a really fucking stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
Let's see if I
think my guess is the reason why the police are saying that is because they feel embarrassed.
Yeah,
they
of course
just don't want to be embarrassed.
Man, it would suck if you had to fucking do something, right? Oh, yeah. That'd be awful. Oh. David Portier was the author of Come On, You All Know Every Court in Canada Would Love to Rule That Thieves Have a Reasonable Right to Privacy While Stealing. It is 100% certainty in 2024's Canada. First reply, innocent until the video is posted online.
Well, that's one of the reasons why a cop might be attractive in Portland as a council member, is for some reason people in Portland are convinced that if cops just had more funding and more money, well, I just said the same thing twice, if they had more funding and like more say in how things go, that somehow we wouldn't have crime, when the reality is that the police just aren't doing anything and our problems are systematic.
Well, I'm not Canadian enough yet to know if this is a recent stupidity or if this is just how things have always been. Oh, we had another one today. Man who stabbed Victoria woman to death, not criminally responsible. In December, Simon James Baker, 23, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder related to an incident June 20th, 2022 on 8th Street in Nanaimo. According to the statement of facts, Denise Alec was stabbed to death. Now, it also doesn't say by Simon James Baker. Baker was suffering from delusions. He was also known to abuse illicit drugs. So thank God we have someone who is competent enough to murder someone, but will serve no time.
Well,
how would you defend that?
I don't have a problem with things like not guilty because of insanity or things like that. I'd have a problem when there isn't anything done to deal with a dangerous person who is insane. So I don't. Yeah. I don't want
penal colonies.
I don't want them to go to prison, but maybe But maybe they should be under very careful mental supervision.
I also don't support prison. Prison costs money. Penal colonies. One day they'll have funny accents and we can vacation there.
Uh-huh. Okay, so where are you going to get another Australia?
Oh, Vancouver has lots. Hang on.
Oh, you have your, like, some appropriate island you've picked out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's lots of them. I'm looking at private islands online, which is your prime...
I did not even know that was a website that existed.
Your prime source for British Columbian islands that you can purchase. Let's see. Let's find a big one. Okay, 6 acres. That's probably not big enough. Let's go. Oh, 16 acres. That's better. 100 acres, but it's sold already. Okay, let's just go with the... We have an 88 acre here with price upon request, so I don't want to fuck with that. Okay, let's go to this 10-acre one.
We're not actually going to buy an island and build a penal colony. So, I don't know why the price of it is a moot issue.
16 acres. $3 million Canadian dollars. For $3 million Canadian dollars, all these problems go away.
How far away from the shore is it?
West Trail Island. Man, you can just buy that shit, can't you? Oh, good God. Oh, it's way out there. Holy crap. Yeah, it's out there. The closest civilized town is Sechelt, which is, goddamn, north as north can be. And then it looks to be several miles offshore.
Who buys these islands?
People who can get to them. If you've got 4 yachts, this isn't a problem for you.
Okay, but is it even a nice island? Like, is there anything...
No, it's not a nice island.
So why would people want to go there?
Because rich people can build nice things on the remote island.
Yeah, but then you don't have you have to bring all of your water and, like,
or you collect
solar panels and I don't know where you put your shit.
Yeah. But yeah, you even raise a good point. We'll give them a nice aircraft hangar that has, like, solar-powered heating and all that. Rain barrels. Sorted. 16 acres, $3 million. All your problems go away. Oh, look, and no foreign buyer's tax. That means, like, if, like, Portland wanted to chip in, y'all could have a piece of the pie.
We are already trying to put people in concentration camps. Thank you.
No, not concentration camps. Penal colonies.
Difference?
Penal colonies, you're free to live your life as you see fit. Concentration camps, we work you to death.
I think there are a lot of penal colonies that also work you to death.
Well, I mean, only by decision of the people who live there.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Clearly, I do not know how a penal colony works.
A penal colony is it's far away enough from civilization that people aren't going to return. You just leave them there.
But nobody administers it or anything.
No. It's the people who live there are the governance. The worlds they build, that's the world now.
Huh.
And there's no cops, there's no, like, guardrails, there's no people with guns, like, unless they smuggle them there with drones or something, I don't know. But no, it's just, here's your world, and do with it what you will. Like, if you can't, my philosophy is, like, there are societal norms, and if you can't abide by them, that's fine. Just, you're not allowed to be in society anymore.
But then... Suppose there are people in the penal colony and you're just going to... They've already created a society and then you're just going to put... Okay.
Yeah.
You're just going to put someone who can't abide by their society in their society.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Like good old... Like the good old... I don't even like saying his name. The fucker who cut off Tim McLean's head.
Yep. Speaking of cutting things off, this person in the poem doesn't have knees.
Yeah.
He's still standing upright, though, which is weird. I guess it kind of looks like maybe he's about to fall backwards, but to me it looks mostly just like he's looking down in aghast at his lack of knees.
What joint on you is going to go first?
Knees.
Yeah.
it's not the one that hurts the most, but it's the iffiest fucker on my body.
This shoulder's been a little bit gamey for years after fucking it up in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
This one
might go first.
Yeah, I fucked up my shoulder real bad, rolling incorrectly off a bike accident. And it took like 3 years to really recover. And then I was like, it'll never be the same again. But you know what? I don't actually have that many problems with it anymore. Mm-hmm. The only time I really have problems now is when I like go to the massage therapist and they're like moving my arms around. And I'm like, nope, not that direction. Not that one.
Sometimes things just fix. Oh, burlap, sorry. I get the feeling that Shel Silverstein was probably not too big on cops.
Oh no, that was actually something I was thinking too, is I doubt he was just like, oh yeah, the cops will help you. Richard Scarry, you know, when he's doing his society, his drawings of towns and stuff, the cops, I was like, the cops always look friendly, but then again, he did also make them pigs.
Yeah. This is not a mistake.
No. cops are not like your friends, kids. That? Pigs?
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
You mean like,
I mean, why do they get so pissy about it?
I mean, pigs are a derogatory term in general to refer to a human as a pig. You can refer to a cop as a pig. Like if you refer to a child as a pig, it means the child is maybe eats a lot, or maybe they are very messy. Maybe they don't bathe enough. If you call a human a pig, like a chauvinist pig, it means that they don't treat each other people very well, and that they are maybe inappropriately behaviored. And we don't have really very nice things to say about people when we're calling them pigs.
I would love to be called pig. It's in the same vein of like calling a sumo wrestler tiny, you know? There is no derogatory term you could use for me. Like, you could call me bald, but that's a description, you know?
Right, yeah.
Pig. And? It'd be like calling me a vampire. A chauvinist pig, I'll own that. That's
fair. If someone called me a pig, they would be referring to the fact that I am not skinny. And it would be unkind. Probably got called fat pig in my life, although at the time somebody would be calling me that, I probably would actually have been fairly skinny, because it would have been in like middle school.
You told me an insult that someone used on you that I thought was just the funniest goddamn thing.
Oh, like, face like a condor?
Specifically condor face.
Yeah. Face like a condor.
I would put that in my own bio.
It was very strange. It's it was something great. Like, nice ass face like a condor.
And that's a Tinder profile, that is.
Well, it was really strange. I was just like, I don't know how this tracks. Like, it's not even like my nose isn't even very pointy.
Was it at the time? Did you ever have
a nose? I never had. I always had actually quite a fairly blunt nose.
Yeah, I guess that's true. My nose is way more condor-y.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. And it didn't make a lot of sense to me, but whatevs.
It's like really the only thing, like if you called me a disappointment, then yeah, okay, that would hurt, but I would have to care about you first. Like if my mom was like, you're a fucking disappointment, like that would tear me in half. But if a stranger was like, hey, you disappointment, I'd be like, ah, you fucking shit stain, come here and let me hug you.
I remember I was walking down the street once, and this drunk guy was like, oh my gosh, I love your dress, I love your hair, your face, not so much. And then like kept on going. I was just like, what
is wrong? There's never been anything wrong with your face.
No! Ugh. Or my nose. One time my mom said to me, like, so she said sadly, you got your father's nose. And I'm like... There is nothing wrong with my nose. And she's like, I'm glad you think so. I was just like, whoa, bitch. edge.
The absolute cattiest thing.
Oh!